All right, Sunday afternoon game here at J. Tom Lawl Arena. Merrimack wins over Dartmouth by the score of 2-1. Antonio Venuto with us, captain of the Warriors, and had the game-winning goal in the second period. I'm sure you didn't know at the time it would be the game-winning goal, but as it turned out, you know, that's the way it ended up. But kind of a strange game, right? I mean, first couple of periods, not a lot of free ice, as your coach put it, not a lot of chances for either team, but still you guys were able to get the 2-0 lead after two.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't obviously the cleanest game that we've had. There was a lot of chipping and chasing tonight, but, I mean, we found a way to get the win at the end of the day, so that's all that matters.
So first period, not a lot. I think the shots were 4-2 or something like that. I don't know, last time I saw a game when that happened in the period, you know, chances were few and far between. Positive side of things, you guys were able to limit them. They're top 10 in the country in scoring, and you were able to hold them two shots in the first period of play.
Yeah, I think a big part of that starts at the back end with our goalie. I thought he stepped in today and played a hell of a game. Another big part I thought was our penalty kill. Our penalty kill was really good today, so that always helps out. But, yeah, again, it wasn't the prettiest game, so we just found a way to win.
There were a lot of battles along the boards and the corners in this game tonight, maybe more than I've seen in any game this year. Why do you think that happened?
I think it's just because they're a real physical team. They like to hound the puck, and you know that's kind of how we try to play and emulate our game. So two teams going at each other, that's usually going to happen. A lot of puck battles on the wall.
So it meant that a guy like you, I think, was able to you know be helpful, be key there to try to go in and win those battles in the corner.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you just you know try to get everything in deep there and you know go from there.
Getting the goal 10 seconds in from Ty Deneau and his line able to get that goal gave you guys a lift in that first period.
Yeah, no, it was definitely huge, obviously, when you can start the game off with scoring in the first shift. And yeah. Obviously the first 10 seconds is it's a huge weight off the shoulders. But, yeah, great shot by Ty.
So 1-0 after one, you guys go into second period. You get an early power play opportunity in the second period. Power play was tough. I mean, their penalty kill has been pretty good. You knew that coming in. They were pretty aggressive against you guys. It only takes one, and you guys were able to get that one. What happened on that play?
Yeah, I think we just kind of simplified our game. I thought we were thinking a little too much in the first couple we had, and Zach made a really nice play coming down the wall, and I just found some open ice in front of the net, and then he made a nice pass, and I just tapped it in.
Yeah, when you see that developing, and like I said, you know, there wasn't a lot of ice out on the penalty power play for you guys because they were pretty aggressive, but when you see that developing, is that where, you know, you're trying to go back over there and try to get open?
Yeah, I mean, my spot on the power play is in front of the net. You know, try to stay home there as much as I can and create some dirty pucks and some dirty goals. And, you know, seeing him skate around the zone like that, it just kind of opened it up for me right in the middle. And, again, he just made an unbelievable pass and just an easy finish for me.
So 2-0 lead for you guys after two, third period. You knew there was going to be pushback from them, which there was. They were able to get the goal, but still, you know, guys were in a position. You've been in this position before, trying to close out games in the third period, a close game. What was the key to being able to do it tonight?
Yeah, I think just sticking together, excuse me, never getting too high, never getting too low. I think that's something that we've grown on a lot from the beginning of the year to now. So I hope that continues and we can keep this thing going.
So let's see, going back before the break, you guys have won now two since the break, and you won two out of three, so four out of the last five. So it seems like maybe you guys are putting things together here.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely nice to come back from break. I know it was hard to get our legs back the first week we got back here, but, you know, coming out the first weekend and getting the 6 points really helps out.
All right, thanks, Antonio Venuto. We certainly appreciate it. Game-winning goal tonight, worry of the game. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.